We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
And at this time, at 12:40 Central Time, 26 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. Now for more information and some perspective on this storm, we're going to check in with Steve Hilberg. He is the director of the Midwestern Regional Climate Center. The center serves 9 states in the Midwest, including Illinois and Indiana. A climatologist, Steve's interests include winter storms and severe weather. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine. So where's the worst expected with this storm?
Well, that's going to be all relative in a way.
Mm.
I think the areas that will be fortunate will be the ones that get mostly snow. Freezing rain is always a pain to deal with because it just tears the infrastructure. I mean, it pulls down power lines and trees and makes it very difficult to get things operating. Whereas with just snow, once it stops snowing and blowing, you can plow it out of the way and get somewhat back to normal. So it will be sort of relative. In terms of precipitation amounts, right now it looks like an area from central Missouri through central Illinois and the northwestern half of Indiana is sort of ground zero right now for the heaviest amounts of precipitation. We've got some actually occurring now. As of course, the forecast has been out for some mixed precipitation today, and it looks like we'll see some snow and sleet here in the Champaign-Urbana area before the afternoon is out. Already sleet being reported back to our west in Taylorville and some other areas back in western Illinois, and that's headed our way. But right now, and if anybody's been paying any attention at all the last 36 hours to what's been going on in the weather, you've heard all sorts of amounts thrown around, mm-hmm. and most of them have been very high, on the order of 12-plus inches, and I don't disagree with that too much.
Really?
It just looks like what could be called, and the term has been used a lot the last day or so, an epic winter storm here in the Midwest.
Yeah. When meteorologists and climatologists use those words, historic and epic, what does it take for a storm to be worthy of those kind of descriptors?
Well, unfortunately, there's no committee that decides that. We just sort of tag them that way. But historic's a little bit easier because we know what the maximum snow for a storm here in Champaign-Urbana is. That was 15 inches, which we got back in January 1st and 2nd of 1999, the New Year's Day storm. And so anything, obviously, more than that will be a record for here. And that one is primed to fall with this storm if things work out. But a lot of it is in terms of the extent of the precipitation. For example, in 99, a huge portion of the central part of the country got heavy snow with that one. There was not much in the way of freezing rain or with that particular storm. But in terms of impacts, I think is when we tend to think of epic. And this one could be with a significant but very rather narrow area of freezing rain with this storm, and that could cause power outages that are going to last days, if not a week or more, depending on what happens afterwards. But with the freezing rain and then with the tremendous amounts of snow expected and the winds to follow and the cold, this pretty much puts this storm up in the top ones that have hit the Midwest.
Yeah. And forecasters are saying 100 million Americans could be, or people in the United States could be affected by this storm.
Yeah, it's going to affect folks from the Rocky Mountains to the East Coast in one way or another. The most significant will be here in the Midwest. Right now it appears that the storm will really intensify and crank up as it's passing to the south of us here later tomorrow, and that would put us in the maximum precipitation and snowfall rates in the central U.S. So I think, central Illinois into northwestern, west central Indiana is sort of ground zero for this one.
Yeah. Now, just a couple of minutes ago, I read the forecast for east central Illinois, including the Champaign-Urbana area.
Right.
And this afternoon, the forecast is for a little less than a quarter inch of ice accumulation. Tonight, less than a quarter inch. But if you get near a quarter inch, you're looking at half an inch here already.
Yeah, that wording, I mentioned to someone this morning, that wording sort of bothers me because in a way it's sort of misleading because a quarter of inch of ice can be pretty nasty. I think right now most of the freezing rain is probably, just based on what I've seen so far in observations and radar, it's probably going to be generally south of U.S. 36. I think most of Champaign County and points north will see, snow and sleet. This particular weather, this is sort of the advanced guard of the main system. This is just a little surge of warm air and moisture that's coming northward and creating this precipitation. The real main event really probably won't start till late tomorrow morning as the main low-pressure system approaches. So I think most of this immediate area will probably escape a lot of the freezing rain. If you get the further south you go, again, there could be a very narrow band. It may be only 25, 30 miles wide. And at this point, it's almost impossible to pinpoint exactly where that will be. And just a slight adjustment in the storm track could pull that a little bit further south or push it a little bit further north.
Yeah. So if you're in Coles, Douglas, Edgar counties, in that direction, you really want to have an eye out.
Absolutely. In fact, if we look at things right now, definitely if you look at Mattoon and Coles County, pretty much points south there and south. Either be some freezing rain and rain. Some of the warm air will get far enough that southeastern will actually just get into plain old rain. But where the freezing rain falls, it's not going to be very good because there's going to be some heavy precipitation rates with this system, and ice could accumulate quickly and to some pretty good thicknesses.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much.
No.
In the Midwest and Northeast, heavy snow and high winds are expected, but in some areas of the South, there's the potential for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. What's the story there?
Well, when you get a very dynamic weather system like this, and this is the type of system that you just don't see them, especially in the central part of the country, explosively develop like this one is forecast to. And with the kind of precipitation it has, it's all this is driven by contrast in air temperatures, cold air to the north, warm air to the south. We've had pretty cold Arctic air entrenched over us for a better part of a week or more. And that contrast to the southwest or southeast of that low pressure center, there's actually a front trailing from that low moving to the southern states will provide enough lifting of the atmosphere to produce some severe weather. And to the south, it's also a lot warmer and more humid. So they will get some of the severe weather in the southeastern U.S. as this system chugs along to the east on Wednesday. So as you mentioned, it's affecting a huge portion of the country, and the winter weather is going to be very significant throughout the Midwest.
How often do we see a storm this large and lasting, two, three, or more days?
Not very often. I don't know the exact probabilities, but, really the last one we had, February 12th, that early February storm around Lincoln's birthday in 2007, I think it was one of these where we got 12 to 14 inches of snow throughout central Illinois, and that lasted for a bit over 24 hours, I believe. The 1999 storm, that started around noon on New Year's Day and didn't end till sometime late on the 2nd. You'd almost say about once every 10 years or so we get one in this area that affects us that long. But in some other parts of the country, especially the northern plains and the upper Midwest, they tend to see these a little more frequently, but we don't see them very often.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, otherwise our annual snowfall totals would be, on average, a lot higher than they are. And we're already ahead of average for this year, so this will just add on to that.
Yeah. 30 seconds here, Steve, or so. What's the outlook this spring for flooding, given all the precipitation we've seen this winter?
Well, it sort of depends where you are, but in the southern half of Illinois and Indiana, probably not very high, because they've been very dry since the fall. In fact, there's dry to drought conditions existing down there. Northern areas, probably not so much from runoff, depending on how much much rain we get in the spring, but especially later on as the ice begins to break up, we tend to get a lot of problems with ice jams in rivers, and that tends to cause flooding that's not directly related to snow or precip. Mm-hmm. So we'll see that outlook here in another couple weeks.
Steve, thank you so much.
All right, Celeste.
Steve Hilberg is the director of the Midwestern Regional Climate Center.